views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, April 8th. 2014. Number 74 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best Out the Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, audio graded, and we encore on W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and we're powered 24/7 on iHeart Radio. It's going to be a lot of fun today. You can call me up, though, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. You can email me, yoandrew at yoandrewnts. Tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo. Like me on Facebook, Yo Andrew News Talk Show, parentheses, radio show. And www.yoandrewnts.com.
You know, I think DJ will do a lot better on this test tomorrow if we just downplay the whole thing, you know? So if it comes up at all, just say, hey, it's no big deal, it's just a test. Repeat after me, we'll all try it. Ready? It's no big deal, it's just a test.
It's no big deal, it's just a test.
I think she'll buy that. I do.
Guys, really, I'm never going to get into Stanford if I don't go study.
Sweetheart, it's no big deal. It's
just a test.
What, did you guys rehearse that?
No.
It's so funny how some of my favorite Full House episodes has Candace Cameron, who played DJ in it. It's one of my favorites. It was that one and the Super Bowl. That was, I think Super Bowl was in season 8. On the top, yes, it wasn't in season 8 because she didn't get into Stanford, but she got into something else and she was trying to get the scholarship. And the way DJ Candace Cameron, who plays the character on Full House, It's just the way she acts, her reactions, her facial expressions. And that episode was the SAT when she was going to take her SAT and my whole life depends on this. And the father, Bob Saget, who plays Danny Tanner, tells the whole family, if DJ comes and if you see she's worried, just say, don't worry, it's just a test. One of my favorites. Oh, I couldn't stop watching it when I was recording that clip in the studio. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, Mary Clisson, Skalky, my producer, Moon Summer, voiceover personality, my father, Teddy Giordano, spectating. My mom always wanted me to say this, critic in the back room, Sherry Giordano. I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. In a few more seconds, she's going to come out and be like, that's all right, that's not real. In like a few seconds, I think we should all just sit back and put my feet up and wait. No, I'm kidding. Welcome to the program. SATs. What are SATs anyway? And you can right now sit here and give me the whole, well, Andrew, the SAT is a standardized assessment test that's taken by millions of students throughout the country to give the college a more qualifications if you should be accepted. Some might say it might be where you place in life. I personally think it's pointless. I think it's worthless. And I think they should be disincentivized. Those who make the SAT and those who actually print out the paper and distribute it. I don't care. I don't like the SAT. Now, I'm going to go into a personal story of mine, because this story that I'm going to show you really gives you an idea why I don't like the SAT. And it's not because I didn't like sitting through a 3.5-hour test, and I went to a New York City public school, so you know it, and I know it. Air conditioners are not very, it's not there. So it gets pretty hot. I rather have taken the SAT on a school lawn before I took it in my classroom. I digress. Let me go on. Let's share my story with you. I went to the College of Mount St. Vincent. It's a school located in Riverdale, Bronx. I did my program there for 4 years. Went from Yo Andrew on the Air to Yo Andrew Live News Talk Show to Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Came home, graduated, built the studio. A year and a half later, we're now a syndicated radio program. Now, did the SAT give me the opportunity to go to this college? Give me opportunity to begin my own program? Give me the opportunity to be employed by two companies and to do this syndicated radio program each week? Gain two sponsors, be on six stations live, two off the air, iHeartRadio 24/7, meet my friend Howard Forrest, who's phone screening for us, and being introduced to his program and his Block Talk Radio account. He should get all the credit. He brought me here also. If it was because of the SAT, I got introduced to all these different things. No. And I'll tell you why. Because I did not do good on my SAT. I did pretty bad. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because you're my audience and we got to become a family the past 2 years. Well, excuse me, almost 2 years. And if you've been listening to me always since college, we've been friends for a long time, so I can tell you guys anything, and I won't feel afraid. So I'll tell you, I did pretty horrible. Let's just say I have 2,400, and we're talking about writing also being included. I did pretty bad. And that's okay. When I decided I want to go to this college, the College of Mount St. Vincent, small private college, they wanted what? They wanted, you know, the SATs, the cover letters, the recommendations, and your transcript. Gives you all the high school grades and such. When I gave them the whole package and such, we decided to call up the college, and we decided to tell them, we understand that the SATs aren't really that good. We never got a response from them. That was it. And we said we really want to get into this college. We think it's close by. It's a beautiful area. It's not too far to travel if my parents want to visit. And I think 4 years of education is going to help me in the long run. So they said, we want you to contact Vice President Tim Nash, who still actually is there today. I would be surprised if he becomes president of the college. That's besides the point. So I remember typing in this letter. My name is Andrew Giordano, high school student. I want to go to this college. Beautiful four paragraphs. Parents read it over. They loved it. We send it off. I was in college. My mom called up my grandma. You got in. That's how history began. I went 4 years in college. And what did I do for those 4 years? I ran cross country? Yes. Did I do radio? Yes. International Student Association? Yes. School newspaper? Yes. Student government? Yes. I did it all. Student leader? Yes. Founder of the talent show? Yes. On the school website? Yes. Athletics? Yes. I'm on it all. And I'm not bragging to you. I'm trying to show you that the SATs, if the SATs was the decision maker of me going into college, no, I wouldn't have been on cross country in college. No, I possibly wouldn't be able to have the opportunity to go on the air, build the station, founder of the media club, broadcasted streaming for events and broadcasting in sports. See, Howard, I did some announcing in basketball for the first time. 2 weeks ago, I saw a talent show. All my friends are posting on Facebook, great job to this performer and that performer. Who's one of the founders of that talent show? Andrew was. I'm not lying to you. Go to my college right now and ask them. They'll tell you, yeah, it's true. It's damn true. And was the SATs the decision maker? No. It was not. It was that one letter. That story, though, doesn't end there. It was graduation, and I don't know if I share this story with many people. I'll share it with you right now. I was going up to what's called Founders Hall to give my gown, say congratulations and such, and I was a poli sci minor. A lot of people don't know that. I did it in a year and a half span. Thank you to Dr. Joseph Skelly, who should be on my program very soon. We have to get him on again. Great guy. Great mentor, great professor, all around. And I was walking down the stairs, and I see Tim Nash, vice president, sitting. And he says, Andrew, he knows my name. Congratulations. Did great things here. Good luck in the future. I remember his face. And I said, thank you. You know, if it wasn't for you, who knows if I would be here. Now, Tim Nash, he was once the head of the... You know what? I don't know if he was vice president at that time, because I remember he was head of the graduation, you know, the accepting students and such. But I know I sent a letter to him. And I actually did great things with Vice President Nash through freshman year, a mentor program that I did, and my mentor, Bill Beckman, he retired. Great guy. Always a supporter. And he said, you know... And well, I said, thank you. I really appreciate it. I go and ask him how the kids were. I remember we spoke about him having kids. And they're doing great. Ba, 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 ba. Thank you. Goodbye. Did he come up to me? He knew my name. He knew what I did for the college. Did he come up to me because of the letter I sent him 4 years ago? Probably not. No. What are the odds of him remembering a letter I sent to him 4 years ago? Have you ever been in those moments? You're sitting there. Hey, do you remember that conversation we had 5 years ago? Unless there was an explosion right next to it, you're not going to remember it, probably. He remembered me. He remembered what I did for the college. That mentor program I just shared with you. He saw my posters of my radio program throughout campus. He saw me taping and editing, running up and down the hills, getting lunch, and always, every time I saw him, shake his hand. But if the SAT came in and decided my future, my continued education, where would I be today? Oh, I went to CSI, the College of Staten Island here in New York. I wouldn't have gotten the radio station. It's competitive. It's FM off the bat. Cross country, I decided I wasn't going to join cross country. But students and a coach that was brand new recruited me. Would have CSI done that? Probably not. The SATs did not give a future. I did. Background did. Personality did. The SATs wasn't going to tell me, I don't know if you're capable of creating a radio program, capable of doing many activities at once, capable of getting a bachelor's degree in 4 straight years. I don't think you're capable. That's what the SAT would have told me. That's not what a human being told me. No college. And if you see a recent statistic... And it was by a young gentleman who actually, for 4 or 5 years, did a whole study. How he studied those who got accepted into college with SATs and those who didn't get in college with SATs. The difference of who graduated and who didn't graduate, 1%, not even. Do you know 750 of our colleges now do not accept students for SATs? Because they're pointless, because they're meaningless. But now there's new rules. New rules of the SAT. Of course they are. Because they're realizing that people are not doing well. Because you're preparing for an assessment test. You are prepping how to take the test. Not actually what's in it. You're being tested on how good you are of taking this particular format, not what's actually in it. I'm sorry, but why should my parents or myself in the future pay thousands of dollars to teach me process of elimination and when to circle A and when to circle B? I don't think that's fair. I don't like it. We should be learning on the content that's in it. Information that's going to help us in the future, get us a job, boost the economy, do your dreams, make them come true. And the SAT is not going to prove that. No, it's not. I don't want any college to choose anyone by their race, by their color, by their ethnicity, by their age, by their face, by their clothes, by their legs. I don't care. They should be choosing them by three things: by the transcript, the grades that teachers gave them, by the background information, and you'll see that by recommendations by teachers, and by the letter being given, and a 5-minute to 10-minute interview on phone call. That's how kids should be chosen for college, not SATs. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2-mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, we'll do.
For several months now, I've been promoting Twitter, Instagram, all those great social networks that we're constantly on. One thing I never promoted was our Facebook page. We have over 350 likes, and we are finally getting high volume off of every post we have to share. What are you waiting for? Don't be left behind. Go right now, like the Facebook page. Very simple. You can write it down. Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. You'll be able to see our sponsors. You'll be able to see the information and the guests we're speaking to right here during the program at real time. When our program is being encored, you're able to see live updates when it's being aired. And join us for Nostalgia Sundays, where I go back into time and post articles and pictures of what used to be the good old days or your special time. Again, www.facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Don't be left behind.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're at the corner of allergies have arrived and I'd like them to leave, get to Walgreens. We're right here with everything you need, like new Mucinex Allergy for fast 24-hour relief of your worst symptoms. And Walgreens gets you in and out before you can say Gesundheit, so you feel better faster. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with cards, save $4 on 30-count Mucinex Allergy. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed.
Every day, over a billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Discover and save your favorite radio stations by registering on Radionomy.com. On Radionomy.com, you can completely customize your experience. Not only that, but with your free membership, you will automatically take part in our monthly drawing to win ridiculously cool prizes. Don't sit on your hands. Join Radionomy.com and enjoy the benefits.
Radionomy.com, the radio experience.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
23 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
If you're just joining us, welcome, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. We are speaking about the SATs. Just gave you my story how I got into college. No SAT required. The outcome, truly a Cinderella story. The SATs, though, now have brand new rules, and I'd love to know what they are and how that might help children. And then testing our public schools are increasing, and I don't know how much that's going to do. But I'm going to bring my guest. He's been on my program before, and he's going to be joining us once again. He grew up in the Bronx on the Grand Concourse, and he is the president, and he is the founder of ByYourSideTutoring.org. He worked at Pelham Prep Academy and Christopher Columbus High School, Frederick Douglass Academy, the Third, Celia Cruz Academy for Music, teaching in the Professors HS and International School for Liberal Arts in Walton High School. And guess what? He's been doing this all since he was 17 years old. He's now focusing on furthering his education and helping others reach their goals through education. Jonathan has found himself his place in education. Jonathan Beringer, and he is on my phone line. Jonathan, welcome back to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Hey, Andrew. Delighted and glad once again to be back on. Thank you for the invitation.
Jonathan, last time we spoke, it was a great conversation. And I remember that one story you told me about that child and his parent. And again, me and my former social ambassador at the time were just inspired that such a young kid like you has done so many things, and where my radio career goes and where your educational career goes, you're going to be principal, I'm going to be on air in a much bigger place, and you're always going to be invited on.
That's right, man. I really appreciate it. And once again, I'm glad to be back on. And just a few minutes ago, Just a few minutes ago, I was actually talking about you and how you're doing your thing, and you know I'm out here doing my thing, and we're just trying to go forward with, pursuing our dreams and how important that is, and I'm just glad to be back here.
And it's amazing, like myself, you decided, well, I want to do tutoring, But why should I go to someone who has a tutoring program? How about I make my own and do it my way that I think it's right for these young peers in the New York City area? And that's what you've done. Now, the last time we spoke, we were on a Block Talk Radio. Now we have a much larger audience and some new faces. You're the president of By Your Side Tutoring. We guarantee to be by your side. Can you share with my audience a little bit about how you found By Your Side Tutoring and what you guys do?
Sure, definitely. So, you know, basically, I've encountered so many parents coming to me. I'm talking about back when I was in high school. I would have parents talk to me, listen, could you help me with my son? They're struggling in math, they're struggling in reading. And I would do little side jobs here and there, you know, just tutoring family, friends, and things of that sort and of that nature. And I realized that one of the main reasons why the parents were seeking assistance because they felt, in a sense, abandoned from the teachers. They felt disconnected from the schools. They felt like they didn't have the support from the schools. So back in 2009, both myself and my business partner, we were both aspiring educators in the education, you know, in college and pursuing education. And we just realized that parents feel that the teachers are not by their side. So parents feel abandoned. So that's where we came up with the idea of starting this company, to show parents that we're working by their side, to show students that, you know, when they feel like their parent is against them, when they feel like the teachers are against them, to show them that we're working by their side. And, we even want to show the teachers that we're working by their side to, you know, help their students progress in whatever material area, subject that it is. And so in 2009, me and my business partner, an education major, we put our heads together and we said, we need to do something about this. And we started the company in 2009, and here we are just about 5 years later and, progressing, seeing so much increase in the amount of parents that we're serving and students that we're serving, and just being able to be that extension, you know, to them, to show them that we're by their side. And it's been great, and we have definitely seen progression in the company. We are definitely serving more students now than since last time we spoke last year. And so, you know, that's our mission, to show parents that we're working by their side. And we try to connect with parents. We want to connect with the students and with the schools. And that's something we've focused on a little bit more this year, Andrew. We started building more connections with the schools. We're now speaking with teachers, getting much more feedback from the teachers than before. And now we're also connecting with parent coordinators from different elementary schools, having them on board as well, because they too understand that parents need to feel connected to their child's school. And so we're just there bridging that gap.
We here on the program want to congratulate you on 5 years. That really is a extraordinary number, because one thing I always told members when I was in college, and I still tell peers and coworkers around me, the hardest thing to do in life is start something. When I said I'm going to start this radio program August 31st, 2012, it's pretty hard. I say I want to do a lot of things. It becomes phases. It never happens. From what I did and from even what you did, you know what? I don't like how the status quo is being made up. I want to change that. And what you just shared with me, I want to ask you another question. And that's, why do you believe the parents are, why do you think that the parents think the schools and the teachers aren't on their side? They're not supporting their children.
You know, there are some schools who, for the obvious reasons we understand, especially in certain communities, are underfunded. You know, they don't have the funding that some other schools have. Not all schools have good after-school programs. Another dilemma is that you have one teacher serving in some classrooms 30 students. And so when parents see that their child gets home and when the parent asks, what have you learned? And the student says, oh, I didn't learn anything, because the teacher was focusing on the other students. And I'm not saying that to blame the teachers, because, you know, we have some really good teachers in the educational system, and I'm sure they're trying their hardest. But when you have a ratio of one teacher per 30 students, you know, if you really need to ask yourself, who's going to be learning here, or how effective is that learning going to come across to the student? You know, so, and sometimes I have just recently this year I was speaking with a guidance counselor, and she was telling me that they have cut funding for parent coordinators in the middle grades, in the middle schools, and especially in the high schools. Many schools do not have that parent coordinator that makes the connection to the parents. So parents, especially in high school and the middle grades, are feeling disconnected. Now, there are still a lot of parent coordinators working with the elementary schools, but even yet so, parents still feel abandoned. And sometimes it can be a language barrier. Though we do know that there are many bilingual teachers, and that's also a push for teachers, and that you know, that recruitment is happening nowadays for bilingual teachers to meet the needs of the parents that, you know, may not understand the writing that the parent sends home, that the teacher sends home with the student, may not understand the written document or report, and they need to be able to speak with a bilingual teacher. So we see that that's going forward, building the connection between bilingual teachers and bilingual parents. I do believe that that is going forward, and that is also bridging the gap. But we still see this dilemma where parents don't feel the connection because of budget cuts when it comes to parent coordinators, especially in the middle and high school grades.
Who do you think we should blame for these budget cuts? Because when you have a conversation like this, especially in our education system here in New York State, New York City, you can blame a whole lot of people. You can blame Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. You can blame the state Senate. You could blame Mayor Bloomberg, former mayor. You can blame current mayor, Mayor de Blasio. You could even blame the president of the United States or the federal government. Who is deciding on these budget cuts?
You know, that as you just said, we place blame left and right. You know, and it's unfortunate, but let me highlight, before we get into that, let me just highlight what de Blasio, our current mayor right now, is promoting, this, you know, universal preschool and pre-K. You know, I would just want to take a second to applaud his work and his efforts in advocating that. So that's definitely going to help us out. That's definitely going to be a push towards the right direction. What has brought us into the wrong direction when it comes to all these budget cuts? You know, I don't want to put my finger on anyone or any, you know, left or right type of side type of thing. But, you know, what it comes down to is the parents, is we the people, if I may, we the people have to voice. We have voice, and we have that for a reason, and what I believe is that we need to voice our voice, our opinions. We need to voice and get ourselves out there. We need parents marching the same way that right now, on the other hand, current mayor is trying to, you know, messing with the charter schools and that whole fight that's happening, and I don't want to get too much into this, but that whole fight that's happening with the charter schools, we see parents standing in the gap. We see parents going out to Albany. We see parents going out to, you know, to the state, to the Senate, letting them know we need our charter schools. So that's the voice that is needed in the whole political arena to get, you know, these budget cuts to not be cut. You understand what I'm saying? And I think it's voice. I don't want to blame parents as a whole, but I think we can do more when it comes to voicing what we really need. And we need better education funding. We need more funding in these underprivileged schools. We need more funding.
Of course we do, because the problem is, if we're not giving enough funding, that then lacks resources, more education on our students, gets them out of these bad neighborhoods, gets them to focus on a future, maybe start their own company, maybe work for a company and boost their status and brings money to the economy. It's called capitalism. It's called democracy. And when we're not actually doing democracy, it's going to be a big problem. We are speaking with Jonathan Berenger. He is the president and founder, co-founder of By Your Side Tutoring. Check it out, byyoursidetutoring.org. It really shows, Jonathan, that we can talk about a ton of different topics. We can talk about the charter school fight. We can talk about budget cuts. We can talk about after-school programs. We can talk about the universal pre-K program of Mayor de Blasio in New York and if other states should follow. We can talk about this, but I really want to focus on SATs. SATs, the test I don't like. And there's a lot of new rules that are now coming into SATs. But One of the questions I have is, do you believe that the SAT is effective? Do you believe that the SAT should exist in our education system?
Let me illustrate that with this very brief illustration. We have a professor, we have a teacher, and we have some students, and I'll describe these students as animals. And we have a monkey, we have a goldfish, we have a zebra, let's throw in a hippopotamus, and let's throw in a lion, okay? And now the teacher tells his students, and he says, okay, the test that will determine whether you continue on to further your education in the next level will be for you to climb this tree. And this, my friend, is the dilemma that we see with the SATs. We see that, going back to this illustration, the only one that will pass this test is the monkey who can climb the tree. Perhaps maybe the lion, if you know, it claws its way up. You know, I think I've seen that on National Geographic. But obviously, the goldfish is unable to climb the tree, so unable to pass the test. Obviously, we have a hippopotamus that cannot climb the tree, will not pass the test. Obviously, we have a zebra and a giraffe, I also mentioned, that cannot climb the tree. So this is the dilemma we face. And I do not believe that the SAT is what determines the mental capacity or ability of an individual to think and to have higher order thinking and to then access higher education. So, there's definitely a dilemma. There's definitely so much controversy, even to the point where the president of College Board of that sponsors the SAT, the president himself, David Coleman, himself criticized recently, reported to the New York Times, criticized his own tests, his own exam, the SATs, saying that they were not connected. They've fallen away from being connected to what students actually learn in a high school, and even more so, what students will need to learn when they get to college. So there's definitely a dilemma. Is it effective in determining whether someone should get into college? Well, let me go back to what David Coleman himself said. He said that grades, high school grades, determine much more about the student. Gives us more insight in a student's ability. I think grades shows a little bit more about perseverance. That's a skill that's needed in life. It shows a little bit more of, I've completed the task that I've had to complete throughout my 4 years, not just in 4 hours. You know, so I believe there are better measurements than the SAT.
Oh, I think they are also. I think it's outrageous that we spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars to prepare how to take this format and not actually what content is in it. I'm not learning vocabulary words. I'm not learning anything about math or reading. I'm learning what to circle more, A, B, C, or D. Here are some of the changes that College Board is now going to make starting in 2016. The essay section, that pointless writing section, that, by the way, I can't just write. I can't write neatly. So probably they couldn't even read my handwriting. That's going to be optional. I probably would have opted out. The SAT scoring will turn back to a 1600-point scale, and vocabulary questions will shift away from obscure words in favor of words that are widely used in college and career. But these rules don't do anything. The point we're trying to make, Jonathan, is the test doesn't work. It's a complete waste of money. The money that we spend on SATs, we can probably put more money into the classrooms. We can get more teachers. We can build more classrooms, like what you just said. Instead of 30 kids, that, by the way, I was in a class with 43 here in Staten Island, New York, back in high school 6 years ago. We can split up these rooms. We can bring textbooks, bring more technology, more tablets, because that's the future in companies and at home. I think this is a waste of money. And we see more and more colleges moving away from SATs. And like what you just said, moving to high school grades. And what I said during the first segment of this program, they're looking at what teachers have recommended and their cover letters. I think that's a wrap.
We definitely see that happening more and more, where colleges are disregarding the examination grades of the SATs, and they're looking more into the recommendation letters. That's definitely a push that I'm seeing more. They're looking into many high school seniors are now working on their resumes more deeper in resume building, in the cover letters, in the work experience, preparation for the work life. We're seeing that happening in senior year to then prepare them to get into college. And we're also seeing more interviews being done on behalf of the colleges to get to know the student. And so there is a shift in focus when it comes to that. And there's also the shift where colleges are now creating their own mini exams, for the students to then get in, and that then is based on what the college will be teaching. So that exam is exactly what they're going to be learning in the college, and that exam is to let the college know where to place them. If they fail the exam or score poorly on the exam, they'll be placed in a remedial class where they will get to. It's a non-credited class where they would then have to pass that class and then. Order to go into the actual mathematics that will be credited. So we're seeing a greater shift and push in those exams on behalf of the colleges, the entrance exams on behalf of the colleges, especially that's already in existence for many years now in the CUNY system. But we're seeing other colleges also take steps forward in redesigning their college entrance exam to really get a better understanding of where the student is at. And that will then help them shift the student into the college life, the college academic life.
I don't think my kids will see SATs. I don't think they will. I think the voice will be found and will realize that it doesn't work. The only problem is, and you know this and I know it, we live in a society where everything is a house of cards. You build that house. If you take away one card, everything falls down. If you take away these SATs, jobs are lost. Someone's going to lose money. It's going to be more budget cuts, a political excuse. It's going to be more corrupted politicians coming in to take advantage of these fallen SATs because there's some type of group who believes in it. And then we're going to be back here again some other time talking about it. Jonathan Berenger, president of By Your Side Tutoring. Always a great conversation with you. Where can my audience contact you? Want to, join your organization, join your business, and take their child to your services today?
All right. They can definitely find us on the web. ByYourSideTutoring.org. All the contact information is there. And let me just also add that over spring break, once we get back from spring break, we will be having a redesigned website. So I'm happy to announce that we'll be updating our website. And, so that's ByYourSideTutoring.org. But you can also reach me directly at info@ByYourSideTutoring.org. And I will also include the office number. The office number is 347-448-BYST. Okay, so that's 347-448-2978.
There you go. Hope you wrote that down. And I want you to call up Jonathan, and I think your child would benefit from it. Jonathan, thanks for coming on the O'Andrew News Talk Show. Let's speak again soon, okay?
Definitely, Andrew. Thank you so much for the invitation.
No problem. Jonathan Berenger, I hung up on him. I wanted to speak to my phone screener. Great guy to speak to, and we hope we can speak to him very soon. A lot of school issues. We're taking your calls now, 855-712-YNTS. Right after the commercial break, don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-YNTS. 9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week, week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, will.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Every day, over 1 billion new web pages are created. How do you sift through all the noise? TheNeeds.com is your friend on the web that knows your tastes and picks the best news, travel, fashion, food, sports, and more, and brings them all to you in one beautiful package. TheNeeds.com is your personalized discovery platform that lets you explore the best of the web, tailored just for you, on mobile and desktop. TheNeeds.com is smart, simple, and free. Try it today at TheNeeds.com or download the new iOS app from the App Store. TheNeeds.com, your web reimagined.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Are you looking for in-store music for your business? Today, Jamendo Music can be heard in more than 3,500 businesses, restaurants, hotels, chains of stores in the world with more than 20,000 hours of music broadcasted every day. Visit Jamendo.pro now and discover our quality music channels, easy to use and immediately available.
Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Jamendo Pro guarantees the most attractive rates with no fees to pay to collective rights societies. Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Should they get rid of the SATs? 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-YNTS-9687. I'm telling you, we just spoke with Jonathan at By Your Side Tutoring, and if you heard the illustration he performed to us, it showed you right there it should not exist. We can take all this money and put it somewhere else. The words of Patrick from SpongeBob. Why don't we take Bikini Bottom and put it somewhere else? I mean, why can't we take the money and put it somewhere else? I did say to Jonathan, about the House of Cards. Take one card out, they all fall down. That's just how everything is in the United States. Why can't we build a House of Cards? And why can't we, instead of taking away a card and everything falls down, why can't we build more cards or build cards around it? Or maybe we can take that house and change it to something else. Maybe we don't have to kill jobs. Maybe we can take those jobs and put it into a program that's effective, that works. 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Facebook.com/JoeAndrewNTS. What do you think of the SATs? I don't get it. We sit around and we just take them. Oh, I love the pre-SAT. Because the pre-SAT is going to teach me how to take the test. Not what's actually in it. How to take the test. When you say we're going to take the test, we're taking the test. We are not saying, well, we're going to actually teach you math, reading, writing. They didn't change the SATs. They're bringing back the old format. That's their way of changing it. Have you realized that? We're bringing back the 1600-point scale. We're making writing optional. Who the heck is going to do writing? Is he going to make my grade? So you're telling me that if someone next to me got a, it's just a naturally a good writer. Because apparently he's not learning how to write because you're not teaching you how to write. We're teaching you how to take the SAT writing. So you're telling me that because they're just a good writer, the next J.K. Rowling's next to me, they are going to have a better shot at taking taking this section so they can take it and I can't? Well, that's a little bit unfair. So that's what I learned from the new SAT rules. I learned that it's the old format, and I learned that if you're just naturally a good writer, you're probably going to take the optional writing section. You're probably going to do well in it. There you have it. I want to get my phone screener Howard into this. I want to get Howard into the conversation real quickly. Howard Forrest, did you take the SAT?
Yes, I did, Andrew.
Now, do you mind telling my audience how you did?
I would tell you how I did, but I don't remember. It was that long ago. It was actually 16 years ago. I'm a little older than you, Andrew. You forget that.
You know what? I do forget that sometimes. So back then, you were still using pencils, not S pens or tablets.
No, that's true. We were using pencils back in the days when I took, back in the Stone Age when I took the SATs. I do remember taking it, and I do remember not really studying too much for it. I'm trying to remember. I think I got maybe 1,100, maybe a 1050 on it, I want to say. And, I was laughing when you were talking about the pre-SAT, because I remember taking that and that being such a big waste of time.
Yeah, you take a pre-SAT because you had to prepare to take the test. You are not learning what's in the SAT. You're learning how to take the SAT. That's the big problem. And you're spending hundreds of dollars. And some families don't have much money. So guess what? If you have no money, and you don't know how to take the test, and you're not learning what's actually in the SAT. Thanks, Howard. Really appreciate it for the addition of the conversation. Then the SAT is not going to help you at all. The SAT is going to be an absolutely a pointless test. It really is. I hope I'm not whining. I think I'm proving a point. I'm not trying to gain any attention here. I've had experience with the SATs. I told you how the SATs did not get me into college, nor chose my future. It was me who chose my future, and that's how it should be. It should be a personal decision. Shouldn't be anyone else's. I don't understand how the SATs can tell me how to live my life. Well, I'm moving on from the SATs. I'm going to Trail Life USA and the Boy Scouts of America, an organization that we try to get on this program, and we're going to show you what actually happened. News break up next, second hour, your Orange Juice Talk Show. Don't be left behind.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.